A cultural philosophy that abandons personal responsibility undermines much more than is immediately obvious. It's not only a loss of those things in one's personal domain, your family, your job, your community, but a pervasive lack of self-accountability that seeps into the culture, changes laws, changes viewpoints, and ends up escalating into larger changes, most of them for the negative. One example of this that came up recently was a large dumpster full of food that was dumped in Portland out of a local supermarket into a dumpster because they had lost power. And when a number of hungry and homeless individuals went to dumpster dive and claim some of that mostly still cold food for themselves to eat, the store then called the police to effectively guard the dumpster. Now, no one who was not on the scene at the time can really give a complete picture. There are little details that could make a big difference. For instance, the employee said that they thought that the scrounging of the dumpster, which was, I believe, happening just outside of the store, could lead to physical violence, especially people competing over the food. If the food was more expired and had gone bad more quickly than it looked like, you could see the moral impetus of someone wanting to prevent a lot of people from eating that. But what it came to, in the practical reality in the end, was police doing their job, effectively guarding the dumpster so that homeless individuals could not take the food. And we should be careful not to criminalize in our minds the police officers or the employees of the supermarket, all of whom were attempting to do what they thought best. The real culprit here is a lack of personal responsibility. Feeding the homeless and the hungry should not be controversial. Now, there are reasons why regulations are in place, and if, for instance, a homeless shelter were to feed massively expired food to homeless people and get many of them sick or even kill some of them accidentally, that would be a major problem, and the shelter would be held accountable. The issue becomes a little less black and white when it's food that was dumped into a dumpster and people are just having at it. Does the store or its employees have responsibility for those who are going to be taking the items from that dumpster? Is the act of placing them into the dumpster an act of deeming them garbage sufficient that it's no longer your moral responsibility what happens after that? If you, as a homeless individual needing food, go and take the chance on a somewhat thawed piece of meat that is in that dumpster, is the onus on you for if you get sick? You certainly may not have a choice if that's your only food source at the moment, but if you do take that risk and it does turn out to be bad meat that has thawed too far and you do get sick, is your illness on the head of the person who threw out the expired meat? It's a tricky quandary because we culturally lack a clear sense, or at least a consensus, of where the responsibility lies. Should the store carefully examine each piece of meat or whatever else ended up in that dumpster to make sure that anything that they threw out that someone might then go and get is not bad? Should they have taken the time to coordinate with a homeless shelter or a food pantry to try to let them do some of the work to figure out what food could be salvaged, if any? I'm sure there's legislature around that as well. And in the meantime, the time it took to do that, more of the food would go bad because they had lost power. Should the police who were called not have responded? Should they have handled it differently? Should they have mediated? If a homeless or hungry individual who took meat or another frozen item out of that dumpster gets sick, do they have the right to demand compensation? There are certainly moral imperatives at work here, but do those necessarily transcend the legal constraints? And some of those constraints are there for a reason. You certainly wouldn't want the store keeping that bad food in their store, so they had to get rid of it somehow. And once that transpires, once they decide to get rid of that bad food, which may be questionably bad, some might be okay, some might not, but once they make that decision, it sets into motion a series of events that end either in taking a risk that some people are going to get sick off of this food, or restricting that food from being taken, as was the case. Is one of those the correct answer? That's up for argument. But the important thing here is, this escalated into a confrontation of sorts between police trying to do something right and proper, and individuals who completely understandably wanted food, And this confrontation happened because of a lack of clarity on where the responsibility sits. Because it's not clear that it sits on any individual. It's certainly not clear that it sits on the individual who is taking the food from the dumpster, recognizing that they are taking food from the dumpster, and accepting that risk because they are hungry. Now again, morally, we could say we feel very badly for the people who have to make that choice, who have to decide whether to take something that could be bad meat from a dumpster because it's their only source of food at the moment. And yes, absolutely, as a society, we should try to make it so that they never need to make that choice. And we do. But the fact is, the sad fact is, homelessness and hunger are not easy problems to solve, and so this is a reality which we face. And the individual taking that food from the dumpster is still an individual who is making a choice. And if we say out of sympathy, we do not place the personal responsibility on them because they have, in a sense, less of a choice, then we do also diminish their humanity in doing so. We remove from them the ability to have a judgment call, and we then perforce place the imperative on somebody else. Can we really penalize, say, the employee who threw out the food that was bad when they had a lot to do and they just needed to sort this out? They had lost power. They're trying to figure everything out. Can we penalize the employee who called the police, who saw a potential problem in motion, people fighting over bad meat out of a dumpster that can go south pretty fast, and try to do something about it? Can we penalize the police who responded to this issue and tried to keep order as best they could in that moment? As soon as you remove the personal responsibility from the individual making the choice, in this case, the person taking the food from the dumpster, you get into a moral quagmire. And it turns into outrage and it turns into conflict, because now you have people who will hate the employees or even the employer for throwing out the food in that manner or calling the police, people who will hate the police for taking a stand, people who will want changes in food laws, people who will want changes in homelessness laws, people who will want changes in policing laws. And they're not any of those necessarily bad changes, although they must be made carefully. But the outrage is a bit chaotic because it does not necessarily address the root of the issue. It sounds very bad when you just see it as a news item. Police stop homeless people from taking food that they need. That does sound bad. And in a sense, it is bad, but there are, as we see, reasons that might play into this series of events. And it all only really is an issue because we remove the personal responsibility from the individual making a given choice.